Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
To the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Hey, I'm Justin Moore, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out Napier Settlement at napiersettlement.org. And this weekend, Napier Settlement is hosting a bridal showcase. Are you planning a wedding? Don't let it overwhelm you. The bridal showcase is a great place to check out at Napier Settlement this weekend, Friday from 5:30 until 9, and Saturday from 10 until 3. Check out the bridal showcase at Napier Settlement in the heart of downtown Naperville. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat, and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville. Check out Clark's Car Care in Naperville. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first oil change is free, thanks to my listeners and fans of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring plans? Spring is just around the corner. Maybe it's part of your winter plans. If so, call the experienced professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates may remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number for Homebridge Financial Services, that number is 630-404-4272. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And say hello to my buddy Mario over there. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show since the very beginning. Thank you, Sullivan Steakhouse. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated, and they have some of the best Italian food around, let me tell you. Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. That's Bricconi's on the north side of Naperville. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. Naperville Alarm, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And have you been dreaming of a tropical retreat full of complete relaxation, aquamarine waters, and miles of pristine shoreline? If so, there's no better destination than sunny Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, for your next beach getaway. You making plans for spring break? Where should you stay? Why not stay where I stayed, of course? Check out Hacienda de la Cruz, the ultimate setting for your fantasy oceanside vacation. It's amazing, beautiful, relaxing, and the ultimate getaway for couples or multiple couples. They have 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and enough rooms to comfortably accommodate 8 to 12 guests. This Cabo San Lucas villa is also a terrific size and layout for multiple families. Look forward to spending leisurely afternoons by the gorgeous private swimming pool and jacuzzi, complete with a backdrop of spectacular views. As you lounge on the patio, you'll feel like you're living in a painting with breathtaking views of the Sea of Cortez and Land's End surrounding you. At the end of the day, unwind on the rooftop terrace like I did with a glass of vino and watch the mesmerizing sunset. It just doesn't get any better than that, folks. Make your getaway plans now at www.HaciendaDelaCruzLosCabos.com or check out Hacienda de la Cruz on Facebook. And don't forget to tell them Dolly sent you.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello. Dolly. I said hello.
Bringing the truth.
What's up, everybody? What's it's up? Dustin Lynch.
Dustin
and you're listening
and you're
to the Dolly McCarthy
to the
Show.
McCarthy Show.
All right, Dustin, thank you for that introduction. Hello, everybody. It's Dolly. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm so thrilled. It's another week. It's a new year. 20 Sweet 16. Did I hashtag that? I think I was the first to hashtag that one. It's going to be a sweet year. It already is. It's so good to be back. I've had 2 weeks off. I've missed you all. Thank you all so much for all your kind messages on Facebook and Twitter, all those sweet New Year's messages. I know it's going to be a great year, and we have an amazing year ready for you. Lots of great guests. We're going to be touring around all the different festivals and country festivals. You know, we love to hit Country Thunder. We're going to be working on that one, too. We're going to be bringing it all to you again this year, doing it all again, although even better and sweeter with 2016. And I'm kicking off. This is my first show of the year. Happy New Year, everybody. You know, we're kicking it off this morning with a rising country music singer-songwriter. I'm thrilled to have him on the show. Chris Lane is here to talk to us about his new hit single, Fix. So we're going to get our fix. Ladies, we don't need caffeine this morning. We got Chris Lane coming on the show. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I tell you, it's working for me because I gave up caffeine. That was one of my New Year's resolutions. Yep, just saying. Just saying. And I'm doing fine because Chris Lane is going to be on the show in just a moment. We're going to go to him and get our fix of Chris Lane. But this is The Good Show on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and now we are on Rivet Radio in Chicago, reaching more of you folks. It's just a thrill. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have all of you listeners on the show. We're waiting for Chris Lane to call in. He's going to be calling soon. I think I just had him and I lost him. Chris, call us back. He'll be with us in just a short bit. But I want to just do a shout-out to everybody. Thank you so much to my new listeners on Rivet Radio in Chicago. You guys are the best. It's so great to have you. All right, so let's get with it. I'm stalling here. I'm tap dancing here. We're doing a sweet tap dance while we're waiting for Chris Lane to call into the show. Chris is in town. He's going to be at Joe's Bar on Weed Street tonight. If you're listening to the show live right now on Thursday, January 7th, he'll be at Joe's Bar on Weed Street, and he'll be there tomorrow night as well with Dustin Lynch. So you don't want to miss those two shows. If you love your country and you want to see a rising country artist, singer, songwriter, today is the day to listen in. Or, you know, if you listen to today's show and you like what you hear and you'd like to meet Chris, he's over at Joe's Bar on Weed Street. Okay, I just missed him. Okay, he just called in. Something's going on with my board here. Hopefully it comes through. But anyway, let's talk about the rest of the show. The next half hour of the show, we have Ronnie B. Elvis coming on. Ronnie B. is an impersonator of Elvis. And that's because tomorrow, if you're listening today, Thursday, or if you're listening tomorrow, Friday, it's today. It depends on when you're listening. You may be listening on WCKG on Sunday and you missed it. Elvis's birthday was Friday, but for all intents and purposes, right now, Elvis's birthday is tomorrow, January 8th, and we're going to be selling. He was going to be 81. So we're going to be celebrating Elvis's birthday with Ronnie B. Elvis. He'll be here, and he's going to tell us some fun facts that we might not already know about Elvis. All right, listen, I'm going to take a quick short break, and I'm going to bring to you Chris Lane in just a few. Just bear with me. We're working on getting him back on. In the meantime, I'm going to play Chris Lane's new song. Let me find it here. I've got so many great... Oh, here's Chris right now. All right, we're going to take it now. Chris is a rising star in the country music scene. He's a singer-songwriter. We love those songwriters. And let me just say, it's pretty sexy, too. So, ladies, we're getting our Chris Lane fix this morning. Chris, are you with me?
I am with you. How are you?
How's that for a good morning? Having a radio host say you're sexy. You know, not many people can be sexy in the morning.
What'd you
How
say?
You
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
Oh, you can't. Oh, let me see if I can turn up. I said, I introduced you as ladies. I said, ladies, we're getting our Chris Lane fix on this morning. We don't need any caffeine.
There we go.
That was a good transition into your new music. Your song, Fix, is awesome. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm definitely very excited about it.
Yeah, you know, so I hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's like it's doing something weird. It's cutting in and out.
It might be, you know, that's the beauty of radio. Next time, Chris, you got to come in the studio.
Yeah, there we go. I'll do that.
I don't know if I can handle you first thing in the morning. You're a tall cup of coffee. Oh, my God. I'm on a roll. See what happens when you don't give me caffeine in the morning? Just whatever. I can't control what comes out of this mouth. The song is great, and I'm excited. You're going to be at Joe's Bar on Weed Street tonight and tomorrow night with our friend Dustin Lynch. Dustin was one of the first country artists ever to come on the Dolly McCarthy Show almost about 2 years ago. And then we met at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. What a great guy. So what's it like touring with Dustin? And how's that for the first question off the bat?
It's been amazing. You know, Dustin and I have been friends for a while, and I'm just super grateful and thankful that he chose to take me in, to be a part of this tour. And this is actually the first tour I've been on where I actually have music out there. So it's exciting for me to see people showing up to the shows. And, you know, even though I'm the opener, they know my songs as well, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and it's really it's the new single, Fix, is just, you know, breaking records. 73 first week stations on board for his debut single. Lane, you broke the record for the most single week ads from a debut male artist in country air check history. You're getting all kinds of shout-outs from celebrities like Florida Georgia Line and, of course, Dustin, Brett Eldridge, Cole Swindle. I mean, you are just, you know, shooting to the top here. How is all this, you know, happening? How is this all making you feel? Are you feeling a little dizzy?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. You know, and the fact that those guys have shouted out the song and that they love it. You know, that's the thing I love about country music is that everybody's so supportive. And, you know, those are all guys that I look up to. So it's just really cool. And I'm just enjoying everything right now. And we'll see what happens from here. I'll finish out on this Dustin Lynch tour at the end of February. So we have a couple months still left on this thing, which is, it's been a fun tour, no doubt.
Well, it's called Hell of a Night Tour. So, of course, you know that's definitely a fun tour. And you're sold out in many markets, and you're now tonight in Chicago and tomorrow. Are you in Chicago right now? Are you waking up in a hotel room in downtown Chicago right now? I'm just picturing you right now and giving the women that are listening a visual here. Chris, help me out.
Yeah, you nailed it. I'm just waking up here in the Chicago hotel, and we'll go over and do sound check here in just a little bit, and then we're going to go get up a big basketball game. We like to play basketball when we don't have anything to do on the road.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun.
So we'll do that, and then we'll get ready for the show and do this thing back-to-back nights. It's two sold-out shows, so it'll be fun tonight and tomorrow.
Now, where are you from originally? Is it from one of the Carolinas?
Yes, I am from Kernersville, North Carolina, to be exact.
All right, we'll do a shout out to there. So, have you ever been in Chicago? Is this your first time in Chicago, or?
No, I've actually been to Chicago several times. I played Joe's Bar, you know, as the opening act, probably three or four shows now. So, it'll be good to see some familiar faces and hopefully some new ones.
Oh, that's great! Now, when you come to Chicago, what do you go for? What do you have to have to eat? I'm thinking of food. You know.
Yeah. Last night, we had to make a pit stop at a place called Lou Malnati's. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yes, it's one of my favorite pizza places.
Oh yeah. So we ate there and just hung out, and you know, I see where else have I been around Chicago? I've been to so many places and done all the touristy things as well.
Yeah. This is not your first rodeo. You've been around the Chicago before. Oh, I wasn't sure about that. So that's cool. This is not your first time playing at Joe's. So what are fans going to expect from tonight's show or Friday night's show?
Yeah, just, either you way. Know, hopefully a lot of high energy. You know, I'm definitely going to be playing all the songs that are on my EP, but I tend to fill in some fun cover songs that everybody can sing on to. I know Dustin Lynch does the same thing, and then I won't ruin the surprise for everybody, but there is something that we go back on stage for during Dustin's set that it goes over really well. It's a lot of fun, and for the people there, they will get to have fun with that. And for those who do not make it out, you're missing out.
Ooh, all right. Well, something to look forward to. That would be pretty awesome to see. Can't wait to see that. I'll be waiting for that one. Well, let's talk to our listeners that aren't familiar with Chris Lane. I love the website. It says, I am Chris Lane. So if you want to check out Chris's music, find out where he's going to be if you can't make the next two shows in Chicago. You're always around. Are you going to be in Chicago this summer at all? I cover a lot of the festivals around town and country fest, and I haven't seen your name. You got to come into Chicago in the summer.
I'm on several of the festivals this year. I'm not sure exactly which ones at this point, but maybe it will be one in Chicago.
We hope so. So for those that are new to Chris Lane, how did you get started, Chris? How old were you when you decided to get into country music? Was it by accident?
My story is a little bit different than most, I would believe. I didn't grow up playing music my whole life. I grew up playing football and baseball with an identical twin brother, and we both moved on and played college baseball, and I always thought that would be something that, you know, I'd move on after college and do professionally, which my brother, he got drafted. I didn't. I had too many knee surgeries. Nobody was going to take a chance on that, but we both graduated college and moved home and started helping my dad do landscaping. And at that point I started learning how to play the guitar, and I started a cover band there in North Carolina where I was living at. And a couple years into that, decided to write my own music for the first time. And then next thing I know, all these people from Nashville are flying out to watch me play. And I guess the rest is kind of history. And here I am now with a song on the radio. It's pretty amazing. I went from the mower to being on tour with Dustin Lynch.
Now, when you wake up in the morning, as you just did moments ago, ladies, he's in a hotel room in Chicago. Chris, you're going to kill me. No, really, when you wake up in the morning, you think, gosh, and what goes through your mind? It seems like it's happened pretty quick, too, for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I spent probably 3 years, you know, 4 years as a cover band, something like that. And then that's when I decided, you know, I had a lot of people coming out to the shows, and I saw it as an opportunity. I never even tried to write a song before, so I sat down for the first time and wrote my first song, which led to me writing 12 more. And I put out this little self-done record that was not very good, but you kind of start from somewhere, which I'm very thankful for. It, you know, it helped get me to where I'm at now.
Yeah. How old were you?
But just to be able to, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
And how old were you when you wrote for the first time that song?
Well, I was like 21, 22, something like that. I just got out of college.
Wow.
I guess
that's
something
really
like
something.
That. But, you know, I didn't grow up playing music my whole life, so I was clueless when I sat down for the first time.
You know, Chris, that's what's so kind of cool about you, is that you went through, you were actually headed in one direction, and it's so true. The story, you know, you hear it all the time when someone has a dream, and then just like, you know, we just saw Miss Universe, you get crowned and then it's taken away, or you have knee surgery and no one wants you anymore. It's funny how life, those curveballs, no pun intended, suddenly...
Yeah.
You know, open up doors and opportunities to really bring out the true self or your true talents that are God's gift to you to share with others.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing, your story there, how you started later in life, even though 21 is still very young. I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, but
my passion for. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Sorry, we have a little delay on our radio, Chris. I was going to say it's kind of cool that that this comes out a little later in life. If you want to call 21 later in life.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, my passion for sports was, you know, off the charts. I mean, I lived for that my whole life, and my dad drilled that into my brother's, you know, me and my brother's head about playing football and baseball, and that's all we both ever wanted to do. But my passion for music far outweighs what it was for sports, and that's hard for me to believe. But, you know, I was actually inspired by Keith Urban. I'd been to several Keith Urban concerts, and he's the only reason I even wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And then that's when my passion for the music, I guess, started developing. And then, you know, the rest kind of happened from there.
Oh, wow. Have you ever met Keith Urban?
I have met Keith Urban, and he probably don't remember, but all I had to say was, man, I loved your performance, but all I could do was just shake his hand and kind of stare. It's pretty embarrassing.
That's too funny. I bet he loves the fact that you inspired him. I bet he'd love that story. Maybe Keith is listening.
Yes, I hope he is.
You grew up in a house full of boys? How many brothers do you have?
I just have one, and he is a twin, and he actually plays drums in my band right now.
Oh, wow. What's that like, touring with your brother?
Yeah, it's been great. He actually had to dye his hair purple because everybody was getting us confused, so there will be no confusion now.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know what's really great about you? Like, I've had many country artists on this show, and the best ones are the ones that write their own music. And, you know, where did Fix come from? What were you thinking with that song?
Well, Fix is a song that I actually didn't write. You know, I spent a lot of time writing in Nashville before this project with a lot of great songwriters, and I have songs that I'm very excited about. But Fix is one of those songs. You know, I was five or six songs in, pretty much finished with my EP, and it's kind of a funny story. I was walking around in the back of the studio while my producer was comping vocals for all the other songs that I really loved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was singing this old R&B song that I loved. I think it was an Usher song or something like that. And I did this high falsetto run, and my producer turned around in his chair and was like, "What was that?" And I said, "What was what?" And he was like, "What you just did, what was that? Why don't you do that when you get in the vocal booth?" And I was like, "We don't have songs that do that." And long story short, about a week later, my manager calls me, and he's like, "Hey, I have this song that I want you to hear. Call me back as soon as you listen to it. Let me know what you think." He was like, "I feel like this could be a song that we've been missing, and a song that, you know, you could do great at." And I listened to it. I loved everything about it. You know, I've always wanted songs that made me want to move and made me want to dance. And that's the kind of songs that I want live as well. And, you know, I ended up getting the song, and I cut it, and it was one of those things. I was intimidated getting in the vocal booth with all the high falsetto parts. But, you know, it's one thing to do it when you're just messing around, but another thing to concentrate and actually try to nail it. But I just took to the song, and it was just a fun up song that I thought, you know, would go well in a live show. And we ended up wiping all the other songs out and starting over because we felt like that falsetto stuff gave me a niche and a voice and a sound in country music, and hopefully that will help separate me from what some of the other guys are doing.
Yeah, you definitely have separated yourself, because when I look at you, I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm not separating you, but you're almost like the Justin Timberlake of country music. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes. I'll take that. I'm a huge fan of his. So.
You feel good and you look good dancing. Not many country singers can dance. And my friend. But yeah, so are we going to hear some more of that falsetto in future music of yours? Are you working on some new music already?
Of that falsetto. Absolutely. Yep, I've got my EP out now, and it has several songs on there with the falsetto. We kind of use that, like I said, is my sound now, and for the future as I finish up this record and hopefully get it out mid 2016. You'll hear several more songs that have that same type influence in it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting some tweets coming in from your fans, Chris. This one says,
sounds
so hot. He sounds so hot first thing in the morning.
That's amazing. I appreciate
that. Behave yourself. It's only 10 o'clock in Chicago. These ladies are right. We got a lot of great country fans that listen to this show, so we're going to be keeping an eye out We know you got shows tonight and tomorrow night at Joe's Bar on Weed Street. Love going to Joe's Bar on Weed Street.
I can't wait to hang out with you.
It's a great venue, isn't it? It's so intimate. I mean,
it is.
Of course, it's
one of the best. I love Joe's. I love coming back to Joe's.
Isn't it? Well, of course, you probably would love to play at Lake Shake and Country Thunder and those big venues, but there's something about Joe's. And if you are, if you can go to all those big concerts, but if you miss out on Joe, especially Chris Lane, because Chris is about to explode on the country scene. He's already doing that. Here is a great opportunity to see him intimately at Joe's Bar tonight or tomorrow night. And then what are some future dates that are nearby, Chris, that you know? Do you know of any future dates that you're going to be performing nearby Chicago in the area, Wisconsin?
Yes. Actually, I will be coming back sooner than later, actually sooner than I even thought. I don't know the exact date, but it will be soon, so just have everybody check the website there.
Go check out I Am Chris Lane. I love it. Love the song. And to keep
Thank
up
you.
What you're doing. I love that. How old are you, Chris? Can I ask?
Say what now? Say what?
How old are you?
How old do I sound when I sing?
You country artists always throw me off. I think everybody's about my age, and then I find out they're 20 years younger. Dang it! So you started, you got to be like 25, because you told me it took you about 3 years of touring, and you started playing the guitar at 21, right?
There you go.
Am I getting it? Is it right? Did I get
you're,
it right?
You're 25? Good at, you're good at
oh
this thing.
God. Well, I'm proud of you, because I'm almost double your age, and I have a son close to your age. But I have to say, I'm proud of you, and I'm sure your parents tell you this, too. It's great to find something that you're passionate about, and I just love that your story, that you started this later in life. So my message to my listeners, I always like to have a good message. This is good. This is also, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also nicknamed The Good Show. And what's good about this, not just Chris Lane, that he's talking to us in the morning from his bedroom at the hotel in Chicago, but he's got great music, and he's got a good message that you can do anything at any time. Learn something new. Do whatever brings you joy, because when you do something like that, you know, the money comes, and, you know, not always money and fame,
yeah,
but you're happy. You sound really happy, Chris, and I'm really proud and happy for you. This is a great song. I've heard your other music. I'm sorry I've missed you before at Joe's. I don't know how that happened, but that won't happen again.
Oh, it's all good.
But now, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking to Chris Lane, rising, up-and-coming country big star, mega star. I can see this guy at Country Thunder, not at the 3 o'clock performance, folks, maybe 7 or 8. And a couple of years. Check
there
out IamChrisLane.com. Chris, it's been so nice to talk to you, but check him out at Joe's Bar on Weed Street tonight or tomorrow. And again, IamChrisLane.com. It's been so great to talk to you, Chris.
So great to talk to you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you can come back on the show and in the studio. We'd love to have you. Next time you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I would love that.
For sure. Okay, I'll get my peeps to call your peeps. We'll make it happen.
All right. There we go.
Thanks, Chris Lane. All right, now you're going to hear one of my new favorite songs by Chris Lane. It's Fix. Check it out.
Hey, girl. You know what you've been missing? Me, yeah. Hey girl, whoever you've been kissing, it ain't me, me. I got that love medicinal, I make you feel invincible. I'm more than recreational, I'm what you need.
I'll be driving and don't let you down.
I got your fix,
the one you wish of falling in love at the end of the night. That good is, that long trip, that sugar on your lips, that favorite habit, gotta have it, you can't quit. I got your fix, I'll be diving in the let you down. The one you hate when no one is around. I'll pick you up and never let you go, never let you go.
Teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Darling, let me be,
oh, let me.
Your teddy bear.
It would help if I turned the mic on. Hey, everybody, it's Dolly here. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. You just heard Fix by Chris Lane. I'm so thrilled to have Chris on the show today. Isn't he the sweetest thing? Such a sweet guy. Can't wait to meet him at Joe's Bar tonight on Weed Street. He's going to be performing with Dustin Lynch for a concert there. And my next guest is Ronnie B. Elvis. He's an Elvis impersonator. And you're not going to believe this, but right now, I'm going to be honest with you. Ronnie's outside paying a cab. He'll be in shortly. And we're going to talk to Ronnie B. Elvis. We're celebrating Elvis's birthday today because Elvis will be 81 tomorrow on Friday, January 8th. If you hadn't known, it's Elvis's birthday, 81st birthday. What, are you living under a rock? How could you not know that? I'm kidding. There's so much going on today here. I'm telling you. Before we get to Ronnie, while he's paying the cab, I wanted to tell you about a little company. My friend Llewellyn Seals, she's a woman who's been on this show before. We met on social media. She has a special needs daughter who actually is very sick, and we've had fundraisers for her. And now Llewellyn is starting a tea company, and it's called Tea Toxergy. She's been on the show and talked about this before. Well, over Christmas break, she sent me some samples of tea. This one that I got is a skincare tea. I love this. It's organic green tea and ST6 flower pollen extract. Okay, why am I talking about this? Well, because it's tea. And now that I've given up caffeine, or coffee, I should say, I haven't given up caffeine per se, because there's plenty of caffeine in tea. I've given up coffee because I like to have my cream in my coffee and way too much cream. I'm trying to cut back on the sugar because I got to fit in a gown next month for the auto show. So I'm cutting back on sugar. That's what my sister says. That's how I'm going to lose those 10 pounds. How many of you have resolutions to lose 10 pounds? All right, join the club. We can do this, girls and boys. Anyway, so Llewellyn, thank you so much for the teas that you sent. If you'd like to try some of her teas, all for a good cause, because this money is to support her family. And, of course, the expenses for her daughter are plenty, and it's just overwhelming. And she started this tea company to help pay for some of that. So this is kind of a cool. I got a 14-day supply of skincare tea. If you want to check out Tea Toxergy, that's the name of the company, you can go to the website, www.teatoxergy.com. I should probably spell this out. www.teatoxergy.com. You add a little honey or lemon. I skip the honey. Maybe a little lemon. Lemon is always good for you. But here's a shout out to Llewellyn Seals. Let her know we are supporting you. We think of you, and I'm proud of you starting this new tea company. You know, she's taking charge in her life. You know, there's so many people that go through a lot of hard times, and sometimes you could just sit there and sulk, or sometimes you could just keep asking and asking for things, which is fine. You know, we're here on this earth to give back and help each other and support each other. But here's Llewellyn. Here's Llewellyn starting her own tea company and being proactive and doing something positive for her family. So I want to support her, and she's a mom, a woman. Let's support her business. Check out her company. All right, I'll get off that soapbox. Okay, I want to tell you, while we're waiting for Ronnie to finish paying the cab outside, Ronnie B. Elvis will be in the house shortly, folks. And we're going to hear some things that we weren't really sure that or heard about from Elvis. Maybe he's going to sing some songs. I don't know. You never know when Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house what's going to happen. Okay, but in the meantime, I've been wanting to share this with you since
over the break, because I started this list. I have 5 children, as you know, and it's crazy at my house. And I work full time, and I've got the radio show, and I've also got a new skincare company. I'm a consultant now for Rodan and Fields, selling skincare products. So I'm trying to be healthier and efficient, and teaching my kids responsibility. You know, mom's working. When I come home from work, let's have some fun. But I can't have some fun when the dishes and the sink are, you know, if the sink is full of dishes and the dishes and the dishwasher haven't been taken and put away, you know, vice versa, all this stuff. And so I'm also trying to teach them responsibility. And, you know, I've done this. My oldest is 18. I've done this almost every year. But I have to say, this time it's working. Not only did I lay on them the guilt, make them feel really guilty helping their mother. That always works, but only to a certain point. But I created a very simple chart, a chore chart. Nothing elaborate, nothing that's overwhelming, nothing that I can't keep on top of. Because sometimes you build these elaborate charts and they're too fancy and they look too good. You don't want to mess them up, so you just don't touch it. And it sits there on the wall until June 29th when you look at it and go, well, that didn't work. So this one works, I think. And while we're waiting for Ron Bialas to join us, I'm going to tell you about this. I listed everything that I need to have cleaned in the house that I do myself. And I listed them all. And some and the girls helped me too. And my son's away at college, so he's not really around to help. But full disclosure here. So I listed everything, all the chores in the house. And I came up with 31 items. One of the items is call your mother after school. Not that that's a chore. For some of you, might be, but I didn't want it to be a bad thing. So I put some fun chores, quote unquote, on this chore list. And, you know, I think that they're all pretty much doable, even for my youngest is 11, but I can totally see her doing this at 5 years old, so many of these chores. Maybe not doing the dishes in the sink, although I did them. I did them at 5. I didn't do a very good job, but I tried. Anyway, I listed all of these. They have 31 items. And then you just listed all, I list all the kids' names and then days of the week, Monday through Friday. We're going to give Saturday and Sunday a break, Monday through Friday. And I just took the numbers and carried them over. Have I lost y'all? Have I lost you? I'm tap dancing. Do you hear me? Ronnie B., where are you? I gave every child like 4 numbers a day. So instead of seeing a chart, they see a number. And when they do the chore, they circle the number and it's done. I think they get more satisfaction out of having to circle the number and seeing 4 circles on their chart. They're very proud of their work. Even my 17-year-old is suddenly doing chores and helping out more. So I won't say my kids are lazy, but, you know, they slack like I do sometimes. And but they are very helpful. When I ask them to do something, they will do it. But here we go. So, oh, my God, Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house. Look out. Hey, did the Hawks win last night? He's got a Hawks jersey on.
I'm the Caner man, man.
Hey, you're right there, my friend. So, Ronnie, you're right here. Mike 3, right here. Where's the cake? I thought you were bringing a cake.
I got all that.
All right. Where is it?
You silly girl. I'm over there with the train.
All right, why don't you bring it in? Can you bring it in so we can eat it on the air? Ronnie B. Elvis. He's late. That's okay. This is show business. We just roll with it.
Right,
we have time. Do you want to bring the cake in?
Well, thank you.
Oh, God. Did you tip that taxi driver really well? Oh, my God. He's walking out the door. He'll be back, folks. This is quite a show. Okay. So the chore chart works. Let me just tell you. The chore chart works. If you're looking for a solution, I got one for you. Do a chore chart with numbers and sign numbers to your children. Okay, so Ronnie, tomorrow is Elvis's birthday, and I invited Ronnie on the show, and Ronnie B. Elvis, he's an Elvis impersonator. And Ronnie, we only have like 10 minutes, so I hope you can join us. Come on, sit down. Sit down, talk to me. Okay, I want to play a song. Should I play a song? Do you want a little breather?
I'll sing it to you, honey.
All right. Can you sing me a song? Sing us an Elvis song. What was Elvis' favorite song to sing? You got to get into the mic. You just get into the mic.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
This is a great
thing. There we go. I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'll spend my whole life loving you, loving you, just loving you. Dolly, are you there? Winter, summer, springtime too, I'll be true, true to you. It makes no difference where I go. Well, I love you. Hey, you're for me. Yeah, Dolly, baby, I'm for you. Just loving you. Just you and I. Hey, what's up, girl?
I love it. Was that Elvis's favorite song to sing?
I don't know. I never asked him.
Well, you're Elvis.
Am I?
Aren't you Elvis? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
When did you decide to become an Elvis impersonator? Are you Elvis all the time or just on and off? Are you going in and out of Elvis right now?
Well, you see, I was born.
You're frustrated about that cabbie. I know. Let it go. Let it go.
No, I was born. I'm a Taurus on the cusp of Gemini, so I don't really know.
You're a Gemini?
A Taurus on the cusp of Gemini.
Okay.
So because of that situation, it's like, hey, man, hey, Ron, how you doing? Hey, what's up with the Northwest side? I don't know, man. What are you doing? I don't know. Are you saying
we're all schizophrenic on the Northwest side?
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ronnie, tell us. I mean, Ronnie's been on the show before many times.
Very late today, though.
Very late. You're in big trouble with the big D over here.
It was a train thing, man.
You blame it on the train. Blame it on the train.
I like that. Say it,
blame
girl.
Blame it on the train. Yeehaw. I'm drinking tea, skincare tea from Lou Ellen Seals. Check out Tea Toxer G.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ronnie. Okay, so when did you start being Elvis? How long have you been doing this
I ain't
gig?
Telling nobody. No, that's
how
a
long
secret.
You been doing this gig?
It's a secret.
Mm-hmm. Tell us some things we don't know about Elvis.
Oh, I bet. Here's one you don't know. Okay, number one.
But his birthday is tomorrow. He's going to be 81, right?
81 years old.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the deal, okay? you silly laugh. I love your laugh. Okay, What it comes down to, seriously. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, what it comes down to, simply speaking, a lot of people don't understand, the deal that his cape, okay? It's the whole deal.
He had a cape?
Yeah, remember when he used to wear the cape thing?
Speaking of cape, I want some of that cake.
You
keep
will.
Talking. I'm going to go get some cake. Tell us.
Okay.
Enlighten us.
So the deal is when he had the cake. Yeah, right. The cape.
Got it?
Okay. His, how could I say this? It would be his, I don't know. Back in the day, there wasn't TV. There wasn't, his hero was Captain Marvel. It really was. It was Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Because all he had was comic books to look at. I mean, it's the honest God truth. There was no TV, other than the movies that he was an usher at the local theater, and he got all tore up with being like he wanted to be something more than what he was, and we're not going to go into all that because we don't have much time. All right, how do you like that? That's
because you were paying the cab for 20 minutes.
Thank you very much.
I'm loving this cake.
Look at
it. So Ronnie B. brought over one of Elvis's favorite desserts, right? What is this?
Double fudge cake.
What is it?
Double fudge chocolate.
Is there any peanut butter in there?
Look what it's frosted with.
Happy 81st birthday, Elvis.
Okay, and what's that other stuff?
Blue.
No, not the blue stuff. What's the other stuff?
The chocolate, right?
No, what's the other little peanut butter
frosting
stuff?
It doesn't look peanut butter. It looks gold to me. I didn't think of peanut butter.
Gold. Okay. I love gold, honey. So anyhow, getting back to the point. So what it came down to.
Are we Ronnie or Elvis right now? Okay, go ahead.
So getting back to the point, what it came down to is the fact that Elvis always loved Captain Marvel, which was
a deal where he would bang his rings together. That's why he always liked to wear all those rings. He'd bang his rings together, this Captain Marvel guy, and he'd go Shazam. And then at that particular point, he would become from a youngster to this big, old, muscular, like Superman kind of, superhero guy that had a cape on, okay, in a white outfit. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that's what a lot of people didn't get. Elvis had his little idiosyncrasies, so he never told anybody, but he did work out his whole little life kind of like little deal that he got off on was the fact that he was Captain Marvel. When he walked on stage.
Really? That's where the cape came from?
Oh, yeah.
He was so powerful and strong and take on the world.
Yeah, it gave him a little you know?
Didn't he get enough of that with the drugs?
I don't know. I wasn't there with him.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, you know, a little bit more. I don't know about that.
Okay. What else do you know about Elvis that we don't know? Did you ever meet him?
No, I haven't.
What made you want to become Elvis or just be an Elvis impersonator?
Well, just because I could do it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're killing me. I wish that I had video cameras in here right now. Okay, I just opened up a box. Ronnie brought in a chocolate cake. Celebrate Elvis' birthday. That looks great. Thank you. Thank you for that. And he knows that I love cannolis. I'm going to shoot you because you know I gave up sugar.
I heard all about that, man.
That stinks.
What's up with that?
I'll take a bite on the end.
You're such a good...
I'll take a bite on the end with all those
pistachios. Oh, my God.
Thank you for that. It was so nice. We're celebrating Elvis' birthday on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
How could you live with five kids and not have any sugar in the house anymore?
Yeah, we gave it up.
Oh, yeah,
well,
y'all.
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
So tell us something we don't know about Elvis. I mean, you have been doing Elvis your whole life. What's it like? Tell us what it's like. Tell us what it's like when you're wearing the cape. Giving you the platform here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, honey. What can I tell you? I don't know. What can I tell you? That's just, I spend my whole life loving you. No, wait. I don't know. The bottom line is it rocks, you know. Seriously speaking, I have a ball with it, you know. It's so much fun. I get off on it when I really have time to go ahead and get it all done.
Well, you're not waiting for a train or a cab.
Well, not even that so much. Not like a 15-minute spot here, another 15-minute spot here, another 15-minute spot here, like we've kind of done.
So you don't like radio? Is that what you're talking
about? No, you don't get that. No. What I'm talking about is like, well, we can say that.
Hey, listen, buddy. Show's over 10:30.
I like to rub it up. I like to rub it up. I like to rev it up. When we get a show going and I actually performing, I like to rev it up, you know?
Well, let's rev it up. So let's rev it up here. Can you sing a song for us?
Oh, my God.
Sing one of your favorite Elvis songs.
What comes to
mind?
Let me see.
In honor of Elvis's 81st birthday, Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house.
Bone in the... Wait a minute.
What?
What we got?
We got Elvis's birthday tomorrow.
Spent my whole life loving you, loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, I'll be true, Dolly, true to you. Makes no difference where I go, what I do. You're for me and I'm for you. Well, just loving you,
John.
You always like that.
You love me.
Yeah, I
thank
do.
You, Elvis.
Yeah, okay.
We got a caller right now. Let's see what this caller wants to say. Hello,
Ronnie B.
Dolly McCarthy.
Ronnie B. Baby, guess who?
Wait a minute. Let me hear you.
One of your fans.
Oh, is this Pat?
The Garlic Queen.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I could be better. I got off a train way too late. It's just the way that works. You know, I actually jumped on a train like an hour, I thought, ahead of time, and bing, bang, boom. It didn't work out that way, and then,
Willie, folks, he does a great show. And today was going to be those great shows, but there's always something that comes up with Ronnie B. You got bad
That's
luck.
That's not true.
You got bad luck.
You listen to me.
Last time we were performing at the Hollywood Palms, he had no sound system.
Well, it kind of got
you. You did great. You did great there. Like, you're fine now. But we really want to know, do you have any secrets about Elvis that you could tell us? Who was the love of his life?
Hey, man, I didn't know about all that. I wasn't, like, just hanging with him and all this and that. You know.
Well, you've done research on him. Aren't you, like...
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like, you know,
okay,
some stuff a guy got to keep to himself.
All right.
Ronnie, I got a big pot of sauce over here with tons of garlic. I'm making my husband's favorite tortellacci today. You get a big dish if you tell us now what's Elvis's big secret.
How anything goes. Italian.
No, wait a minute. We talking sauce or we talking gravy here?
I'm walking out.
You take care of the show.
What the hell are you talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
Pat, you're not allowed to talk about food unless you're in the studio with that food, okay?
I'll bring
you're
it next
allowed.
Time if he tells Elvis the secret today.
All right. Well, the Garlic Queen, it's always nice to hear from the Garlic Queen. Thanks for listening to the show. You're probably my only listener today. I'm kidding.
Love you, Dolly.
I'm kidding. We had a great show, but we're running out of time. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Ronnie B. Elvis is here. Pat Lanzini from Pat's Catering and Canning.com. I'm giving you a plug there, my friend Pat.
Love you.
Love you, too. Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
Ronnie
bye.
B. is going to be performing. Where are you performing in the near future, Ronnie?
Yeah, I'll be over at the Divas Attic again on Valentine's Day, and that's going to be a beautiful thing.
Divas Attic. Where is that?
That's in Woodstock.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, what I'm really focusing in right now at this point is I'm putting together a show where we're going to go. I'll probably go ahead. It looks like the Whip Theater in Edison Park. Hey, Northwest
Get
Side.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about going ahead and renting that out and putting together a whole total show that I want to do a promo on. Four walling it is what the term would be. Not open to the public. I just want it to the point where I'm going to go ahead and record maybe 45 minutes.
Well, I hope that worked out for you. I want that to happen. I want to come see you. I want to see your full show. We're out of time, my friend.
Bye-bye,
happy
bye-bye,
birthday,
bye-bye,
Elvis.
Bye-bye, honey.
We're going to have some nice chocolate peanut butter frosting cake. Thank you, Ronnie B. Elvis.
I'm
hey,
so
check
sorry
out Ronnie B. Elvis.
Late.
You got a website?
I'm so sorry for being
Facebook
late,
Facebook page?
Yeah,
what
just Facebook, baby.
Just on Facebook, baby.
Ronnie B.
All right, everybody. On that note, thanks so much for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show. What a fun day we've had here. If you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show. And on that note, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Happy birthday, Elvis. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anna.
You want to close out the show with a song?
Let's see.
Oh,
let's
I'm out of time. I can't. You got to come back.
We
got to go catch the train. Thanks,
really?
Everybody. So
Thank
long.
You.
Thank you, Ronnie B. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy